Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everyone, welcome to another edition of the R. Cheryl Jones Show. Unfortunately, he is not available tonight, and as I missed my show last night, you get to enjoy an hour of Hazel Runs Her Mouth instead. So while I work out what the hell I want to talk about for an hour, because God only knows, we shall play some music, and I will be right back.
Be starting something. I said you wanna be starting something. You got to
And we are back. I was actually one of the fortunate ones, and guess a friend of mine jealous of when I mentioned it, who was actually lucky enough to see Michael Jackson in concert in England. I actually skipped school to go and see the concert with some friends from school. Being a total idiot, forgot that the TV crews would be there. Now, bear in mind, I actually lived 2.5 hour drive away from London, so I said to my mom I was going to stay at a friend's the night before, which I did. I didn't lie on that part, but I skipped school, went to see Michael Jackson. My mom saw me and my friends on camera, on TV. I didn't get in trouble, though. All I got told was next time to tell her the truth, though, because she would have actually let me off of school to see Michael Jackson concert. All I said, I left that concert with no voice from screaming so loud. But it did actually spark something that my friend Mike did mention when we were talking about it earlier, is how these women get hysterical and faint and, you know, cream their panties. I must admit, there are certain musicians who would make me cream mine, but, you know, how they go so crazy. But it was an amazing concert. The tickets at the time were horrendously expensive. By today's standards, it would have cost, if I bought that ticket now, if Michael Jackson was still alive, my ticket would have cost me about $500. But it was worth every penny of it. And as I say, it's one of the, I know a lot of people are sending in concert, but there's so many who still would have wanted to. So I was trying to think of some of the things that we could talk about tonight, and I thought, I know, it's been a while since I've done hilarious reviews from Amazon. So I will apologize because I will actually dissolve into hysterics while reading these. This first one is for Haribo, I think it's the Sugarless Gummy Bears, yeah. The Haribo Sugar-Free Gummy Bears. It has a one-star review and is reported as just don't unless it's a gift to someone you hate. And the review goes like this. Words cannot express what happened to me after eating these. The gummy bear cleanse, if you are someone that can tolerate the sugar substitute, enjoy. If you are like dozens of people that have tried my order, run. First of all, for taste, I would rate these a 5. They are so good. Soft troops taste flavors like the sugar variety. I was a happy camper. But, or should I say but with a double T. Sorry, text messages. Better turn that off. Hold on. Not long after eating about 20 of these, all hell broke loose. I had gastrointestinal experience like nothing I've ever imagined. Cramps, sweat, bloating beyond my worst nightmare. I've had food poisoning from some bad shellfish, and that was almost like a skip to the park compared to what was going on inside me. Then came the flatulence. Heavens to Murgatroyd. The sounds like trumpets calling the demons back to hell. The stench like a thousand rotten corpses vomited. I couldn't stand to stay in one room for fear of succumbing to my own odors. But wait, there's more. What came out of me felt like someone trying to funnel Niagara Falls through a coffee straw. I swear my fingers were screaming. It felt like a torrential, my delicate starfish was a gaping maw projectile vomiting a torrential flood of toxic waste. 100% liquid, flammable with glitz. Napalm. It was actually a bit humorous for a nanosecond, as it was beyond anything I could imagine possible, and it went on for hours. I felt violated when it was over, which I think might have been sometime in the early morning of the next day. There was stuff coming out of me that I ate at my wedding in 2005. I had 5 pounds of these innocent-looking, delicious-tasting hell bears, so I told a friend about what happened to me, thinking it had to be some type of sensitivity. And had to the sugar substitute, and in spite of my warnings and graphic descriptions, she decided to take her chances and took them off my hands. Silly woman. All of the same for her, and a phone call from her while on the toilet, because you kind of end up living in the bathroom for a spell, telling me that she really wished she had listened. I think she was crying. Her sister, skeptical, and suspected that we were exaggerating, took him to work, since there was still 99% of a 5-pound bag left. She works for a construction company where there are builders, roofers, house painters, landscapers, lots of people who generally have limited access to toilets on a given day. I can't imagine where all of these poor men and women pooped that day. I keep envisioning men on roofs crossing their legs and trying to decide if they can make it down the ladder or should they just stop. If you want to leave, best of luck to you, and please don't post the video of you during the aftershock. P.S. When I ordered these, the warnings and disclaimers were not posted. I'm not a moron. Also, not sure why many people assume I'm a man. I am a woman. We poop too. Of course, our poop sparkle smells like a walk in the meadow of wildflowers. Thanks for all the great comments. I've enjoyed reading them. Oh my god, but my favorite one is the one that's coming up. This one I've read before, and it absolutely kills me. It is so freaking funny, and it's for bleach hair remover, and it's called Warning from Across the Pond. So you know this is a British person doing this. So me having an English accent works perfectly. Okay. After being told my ganglions look like an elderly Rastafarian, I decided to take the plunge and buy some of this as previous shaving attempts had only been mildly successful, and I nearly put my back out trying to reach the more difficult bit. Being a bit of a romantic, I thought I would do the deed on the missus' birthday as a bit of a surprise. I ordered it well in advance and worked on in the North Sea. I considered myself a bit above some of the characters writing previous reviews and wrote them off as soft office type. Oh, my fellow sufferers, how wrong I was. I waited until the other half was tucked up in bed, and after giving some vague hints about a special surprise, I went to the bathroom. Initially, all went well. I applied the gel and stood waiting for something to happen. I didn't have to wait long. At first, there was a gentle warmth, which in a matter of seconds was replaced by an intense burning and a feeling I can only describe as like having a barbed wire wedging by two people in the ceiling with my head. Religion hadn't featured much in my life until that night, but then I was suddenly willing to convert to any religion to stop the violent burning around the turd tunnel and what seemed like the destruction of the meat and two veg. Struggling not to bite through my bottom lip, I tried to wash the gel off in the sink and only succeeded in blocking the plug hole with a mat of hair. Through the haze of tears, I struggled out of the bathroom across the hall to the kitchen. By this time, walking was not really possible, and I crawled the final yard to the fridge in a hope of some form of cold relief. I shaked open the freezer drawer and found a tub of ice cream. Tore the lid off and positioned it under me. The relief was fantastic, but only temporary as it melted fairly quickly, and the fiery stabbing soon. Due to the shape of the ice cream tub, I hadn't managed to give the starfish any treatment, so I crawled around in the drawer for something else, as I'm sure my vision was going to fail fairly soon. I grabbed a bag of what I later found out was frozen sprouts and tore it open, trying to be quiet as I did. I took a handful of them and tried in vain to glitch some between the cheeks of my ass. This was not going to do the trick, as some of the gel has found its way up the chutney channel, and it felt like the space shuttle was right in the edges of my This was probably and hopefully the only time in my life I was going to wish there was a gay snowman in the kitchen, which should give me some idea of the depth I was willing to seek to in order to ease the pain. My only solution in my praying crazed mind was to come up with is to gently ease one of the sprouts where no veg had gone before. Unfortunately, alerted by some strange grunts coming from the kitchen, the wife chose that moment to come and investigate when she was screaming by the side of me, off in the air, strawberry ice cream dripping from my dick, pushing a sprout up my ass with her. Oh, that feels good. Understandably, this was a shock to her when she let out a scream as I had her colour come in. It caused an involuntary spasm of shock in which we were all I'm just staring over the sprout. Fauci, that you'll let go. Probably wasn't a special surprise she was expecting. Allow me to explain to the kids what the strange one with the ice cream was. Did it from my salad? So to sum it up, bleach removes hair, dignity and self-respect. Okay. I don't play another song while I try and find some more because that was brilliant. So I'll be right back.
I got a condo in Manhattan. Baby girl, what's happening? You and your ass invited. So go and get to clapping. Go pop a phone, pop it for me. Turn around and drop it for a plan. Drop it for me. I'll rent some beach house in Miami. Wake up with no jammies. Lobster tail for dinner. Coolio served that scampi. You got it if you want it. Got it if you want it. Said you got it if you want it. Take my wallet if you want it now. Jump in the Cadillac.
Girl, let's put some miles on it.
Anything you want.
Just to put a smile on it.
You deserve it, baby. You deserve it all.
Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like. Sex by the fire at night. Silk sheets and diamonds all white. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like.
I'm talking trips to Puerto Rico. Say the word and we go. You can be my flica. Girl, I'll be a flico mamacita.
I would never make a promise that I can't.
I promise that your smile ain't gonna never leave. Shopping sprees in Paris, everything 24 carats. Take a look in that mirror. Now tell me who's the fairest. Is it you?
Is it you?
Is it me?
Is it me?
Say it's us.
Say it's
and I'll agree, baby. Jump in the Cadillac.
Girl, let's put some miles on it.
Anything you want.
Just to put a smile on it.
You deserve it, baby. You deserve it all.
Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like. Sex by the fire at night. Silk sheets and diamonds all white. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like.
You say you want a good time. Well, here I am, baby. Here I am, baby.
Play a song just so I could breathe for a little bit, but this one is my ultimate favorite. So I'll apologize, I'm gonna end up laughing halfway through it, probably not even halfway through it, but here we go. It's about a taser. Last weekend I saw something at a gun show that sparked my interest. I was looking for a little something different for my wife Dana when I came across a 100,000 volt pocket purse side taser. The effects of the taser were supposed to be short-lived, with no long-term adverse effects on your assailant, allowing her adequate time to retreat to safety. Way too cool. Long story short, I bought the device and brought it home. I loaded two AAA batteries in the darn thing and pushed the button. Nothing. I was disappointed. I learned, however, that if I push the button and press it against the metal surface at the same time, I'd get the blue arc of electricity darting back and forth between the prongs. Unfortunately, I've yet to explain to my wife what the burn spot on the face of her microwave is. Okay, so I was home alone with this new toy, thinking to myself that it couldn't be all bad with only two AAA batteries. So there I sat in a pair of shorts and a singlet with my reading glasses perched delicately on the bridge of my nose, directions in one hand and taser in another. The directions said one second burst would shock and disorientate your assailant. 2 second bursts would cause muscle spasms and a major loss of bodily control. And a 3 second burst would reportedly make your assailant flop on the ground like a fish out of water. Any burst longer than 3 seconds would be wasting batteries. All the while, I'm looking at this little device measuring about 5 inches long, less than 3/4 in circumference, loaded with 2 itsy-bitsy AAA batteries, pretty cute really, thinking to myself, no possible way. What happened next is almost beyond description, but I'll do my best. I'm sitting there alone, the cat looking on with his head crooked at one side as if to say, don't do it, stupid, reasoning that 1 second burst from his tiny little old thing couldn't hurt that bad. I decided to give myself a 1 second burst just for the heck of it. I touched the prongs to my naked thigh, pushed the button, and holy mother of God, weapons of mass destruction, what the? I'm pretty sure Hulk Hogan ran in through the side door, picked me up in the recliner, then body slammed the spots on the carpet over and over and over again. I vaguely recall waking up on my side in the fetal position with tears in my eyes, body soaking wet, both nipples on fire, testicles nowhere to be found, with my left arm touched under my body in the oddest position of the tingling legs. The cat was making a meow sound like I'd never heard before, clinging to a picture frame, hanging above the fireplace, obviously in an attempt to avoid getting slammed by my body, flopping around all over the living room. No, if you ever feel compelled to mug yourself with a taser, one note of caution. There is no such thing as a 1 second burst where you zap yourself. You will not let go of that thing until it's dislodged from your head by a violent thrashing about on the floor. A 3 second burst would have considered conservative. A minute or so later, I cannot be sure as time was a relative thing at that point, I collected my wits, what little I had left, sat up and surveyed the landscape. My bed reading glasses were on top of the TV. The recliner was upside down, about 8 feet or so from where it originally was. My triceps, right thigh, and both nipples were twitching. My face felt like it had been shot up with Novocaine, and my bottom lip weighed 88 pounds. I had no control over the drooling. Apparently, I crapped my shorts, but was too reluctant to know for sure, and my sense of smell was gone. I saw a faint smoke cloud above my head, which I came from my hair. I'm still looking for my testicles, and I'm offering a significant reward for their return. P.S. My wife can't stop laughing about the experience. Love the gift, and now threatens me with it regularly. The joke of all this is I actually have a friend who bought a little taser and did try tasing themselves and thought that it would be, you know, quite fun to tase themselves on their butt cheek. Apparently they have a scar on their ass cheek now from it. But yeah, so please don't be doing that. There are a couple of other reviews that are out there, but I totally forgot that I was going to do this, otherwise I would find them and read them, because there is one for diabetic chocolate, which is hilarious and pretty similar to the gummy bear one on how it gives you the shit. And there's another one, and I can't remember what it's for, some piece of exercise equipment. So, you know, that's what's kind of amusing. And some of them are just so funny. I can barely breathe when I do read them. But we're going to change up the subject a little bit. For those of you who don't know, and if you don't know, you've been living under a rock today, the Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin, passed away this morning. She was, I believe, 76 years old, and has spent literally half a century in show business in some capacity, whether as a singer or an actress. Her work was totally amazing. And, you know, since then a lot of people have come and have tried to mimic her and, you know, try to step into her shoes. And it's something that's not going to be able to happen. As it was mentioned earlier, we lost the Queen of Soul and you can't just replace her. And I actually got into a small argument the first thing this morning after I heard about it with someone saying that now that she's dead, that Beyonce automatically becomes Queen. It's like, no, people. Take a chill pill. Once you are crowned the Queen or the King of something, you don't lose that title. You really don't lose that title. That is who you are. Beyonce, to me, is a sad copy of what she thinks, you know, a major artist should be. I am not a fan of hers. I wasn't a fan of Destiny's Child either. There's a couple of their songs, okay, but nothing that really, you know, screams out amazing and wonderful. So that's basically my view on that. It is a shame because she did contribute so much to the music business and opened up so many doors for so many black females who wanted to get out there and become part of music. And, you know, she didn't hold back any punches or anything. You know, what you saw is what you get with her. Some people said she was difficult to work with because of the diva mentality. But, you know, with how she grew up in the generation that she came from and everything she had to deal with, she had the right to be as much of a diva as she wanted in my mind. So, okay. The party up in heaven today is probably going to be an awesome one. And I was actually reminded today as well that she died on the anniversary of Elvis Presley's death. So, kind of odd, you know, but where the things have happened, I guess. I'm sorry, I'm watching Cat Williams at the same time, and he is such a cutie pie. I do like him. It's actually good because I'm actually taller than him. He's only 5'5" and I'm 5'6", so it does make me feel quite wonderful about myself. Anywho, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to play another song, and then we'll be back, and I'll talk about something.
Number one champion sound, yeah, Estelle, we about to get down. Who the hottest in the world right now, just touched down in London town. Bet they give me a pound, tell them put the money in my hand right now. Set up a motor, we need more seats, we just sold out all the floor seats.
Take me on a trip, I'd like to go someday. Take me to New York, I'd love to see LA. Take me to New York, I'd love to see LA.
Cool down, don't act a fool now. Always act a fool, ow, ain't ain't nothing new now, now. He crazy, I know what you're thinking. Rapina, I know what you're drinking. Rap singer, chain blinger. Holla at the next chick soon as you're blinking. What's your persona about this Americana? Rhymer, am I shallow? Cause all my clothes designer. Dress smart like a London bloke. Before he speak, his suit be spoke. And you thought he was cute before. Look at this peacoat, tell me he's broke. And I know you ain't into all that. I heard your lyrics, I feel your spirit. But I still talk that cat ass. Cause a lot of wags wanna hear it. And I'm feeling like Mike at his baddest. Like the picture they gladdest. And I know they love it. So the hell with all that rubbish.
Would you be my lover?
Could you be mine?
Would you be my lover?
Okay, we are back. That is actually one of my favorite songs. And it actually brings me on to a topic. I've had this conversation with a couple of people, and actually one of the people I've had this conversation is in my room right now. I've got a couple of friends who don't particularly like white people. So when I say to them, how can you not like white people, but you like me? The response is, I'm not white. I've had the same conversation with Mike. What I want to know is, what the hell is the difference between white people over here and me being white, if I'm not white?
There is no difference.
So being from another country outranks my skin color. Okay, so basically what it is, and I'm not saying you, but another friend of mine who doesn't like white people, basically doesn't like white Americans, but I'm okay because I'm British first and then white second. Yeah. Right.
What kind of accent do you have? You don't have an American accent, you have a British accent.
Right.
So, you're not white, you're British.
I could be British. My actual nickname from a lot of my friends is Little London, but that's a whole different thing. Okay. So, see, this is where it gets confusing, because when it comes to accents and everything, unless you're from, obviously, like, different parts of England, like, obviously, if you're from Liverpool, you have a really weird accent, bless you, Liverpool people. And certain parts of London, you have a different accent. You guys have heard my parents. So my dad is what you would actually consider over here, his upbringing was considered white trash. So he has a really, really, what you call a common accent in England. My mom, on the other hand, is considered middle class. So that's why their accent is, they're very similar, but they're different. And as you heard, my parents are very English. My accent has changed slightly. My dad is very hard to understand unless you actually, you have to literally block out everything else that's going on around you and focus. But it's...
Really?
I've had a lot of people
understanding them.
But was that my doorbell? I'm going to go check that it's been my doorbell. But the dogs would have gone crazy if it hadn't. You look at it this way. But a lot of people, doesn't look like anyone's out there. A lot of people in England who are black have different... Hmm. no one else. Have very similar accents to me. You can't really distinguish in England a lot of black people from white people. You can if they're from the West Indies or from Jamaica. And I know it's funny because I've heard a lot of people see certain shows where you've got black English people and they're saying, why are they trying to speak white? No, honey, they're not trying to speak white. They're speaking English. So for me coming over here, it was really difficult hearing such difference in voices and everything. Hold on, I'm just reading something. I got bitch slapped someone in a bit. Anywho, so, oh, excuse me. Oh my God, it feels like something's in my throat. So for me, I always wondered why I had a lot of people say to me, you know, you're not white, you're British. And I'm guessing it's because my country of birth, shall we say, outranks my skin color. Kind of weird, actually, when you think about it, but then most Americans are weird. Thank God I'm normal. I bring some normalcy over here. I'm actually trying to, you know, recolonize the U.S., you know, get you back to knowing your role and your place in life. But yeah. Oh, excuse me. Why do people post stuff like this? What color your urine is says about your health. It's like, as long as it don't burn when I pee, I'm fine. Thank you. Oh, the one you put up on mine? Let me have a look. To one of them. Let's have a look.
Let's see if you can figure it out. I actually got a profound.
No one actually did.
The first one I put up is what had either flesh, bone, or nail, but had four fingers and stuff.
Skeleton? No. Because a skeleton is bone.
Let me say it again. What had either flesh, bone, or nail, but had four fingers and a thumb? She can figure it out.
And then it makes perfect sense. Two fine people who sat in my living room and went down. Car was gone. So I yelled to AJ, where's the car? Where did you park it? Like out the front, I'm like, the car's gone. Bear in mind, the whole of our block, all the cars were gone. So we're thinking, okay, what the hell happened? So we called the police and said to them, could you tell us if our car was towed? Because we were thinking, perhaps we parked on the wrong side of the street because we got ticketed for that before, you know, and perhaps that's what went on. So they came back and said, yes, your car was towed where you abandoned it. We're like, where was it towed from? They said 27th and Fond du Lac. It was found with the passenger door, apparently the lock had been jammed in. and the steering wheel had been cracked open and it had been hot wired. And apparently it had been, we got told it had been crashed, but the woman at the tow company said it hadn't, but it's unrunnable. It will not run. So whatever's been done to the engine, it won't run. So anyway, we tried convincing the police department that we did not abandon our car on 27th and Fond du Lac, and could they take it as a police report, which they did, contacted the insurance. Oh, excuse me. We had liability, which means if we have an accident, you know, we're good. And if we get our car stolen, we would get money back. However, based on what the police told us and based on the insurance company contacting the police when we gave them the number of the case, our deductible is $500. They said the car is worth $500, so we'll not give us shit, even though our original policy said the car was worth $1,700. But we said we should be getting $1,200 back. We are now not getting that, so I now have to fight the insurance company for my damn money, which to me is bullshit. They are not getting any more because we were on a payment plan with them. So now I have to go and retrieve stuff from the car, which is not going to be fun. Found out also there from the people who live below us, and I wish that they had told me, because it really did piss me off, that they witnessed somebody trying to break into cars on our block that night. Now, they knew that we didn't have an alarm on our car, which if we had, it would have been handy because it would have gone off. But you would have thought if you were sat out on a porch watching people break into cars, you could at least do is knock on the door of the people who live above you and tell them, oh, by the way, I know you've got a car. This is what we're seeing. We would have moved the car. Simple as that. So now we are without a car because to get it out of the toll lot, now it's $160 because it was $130 yesterday. It's $30 extra per day. If we want to get it out because it's not running, we have to pay for a tow truck to get it out. The tow truck to get it out and then get it to my house is $150. Then on top of that, to repair the lock, to repair the steering column, is another $680. And that's just the stuff that we know is wrong with it, because the police department said the car was not running and could not be started, which means that there are other problems. So we're basically going to just sign it over to the toll lot. Now, we got told they buy us junk. They take out what we would owe them for it being there and give us the rest of the junk value. So hopefully we get some money back, and if that's the case, I'm going out to eat and fall down, getting myself the biggest fucking margarita you've ever seen in your entire life, and I'm having a good time. So that's basically what's going on, and it isn't fun, and yeah. But, hold on 1 second. Here, if you want to or 238. Yeah, so, you know, a lot of things haven't been going our way and everything. And on top of that, I had to deal with the district attorney and the police department in regards to my accident. That's all fine and dandy. You know, it's something that you expect. And I expected I was going to have to work out a few things and, you know, deal with certain issues and all that lot. But what I didn't deal with, think I'd have to deal with, is the driver of the car that caused the accident coming out and saying that he saw my friend push me. Now, anybody who knows anyone who will be around me, I would not have somebody who would push me in front of a car for starters. And secondly, if my friend had pushed me, he would have pushed me to get me out of the way of a car. It wouldn't have been to cause an intentional, you know, injury. So I now had to get statements from everybody who was with me that day and have to get them to the police department so that they can you know, follow up with this and make sure everything is, you know, going okay. It really kind of pisses me off in a way because you know, it's at least take responsibility for, you know, your actions and everything. Because check on Hulu. Because, you know, if you've done something and you caused injury and everything, I understand, I get it. And yeah, it's not fun, especially if you were drunk driving and that lot. But we didn't call the cops. Somebody else called the cops. We didn't think we had to call the cops because the car didn't physically touch me. But apparently, it just because it didn't touch me, it was responsible for an accident, and the guy was meant to have stopped. But whichever way, what does it say? I can't do it then because I don't have AJ's card to do it. So whichever way, you know, you want to look at it, to me you should actually stop and, you know, take a good look at what you're doing and what your activities are that are causing problems for people. Ooh, excuse me. But with that being said, I am going to finish the show a little bit early this evening. AJ should be back on Sunday for his wrestling show. I will be back on Wednesday, hopefully, with my show. And I shall be amazing as always. Oh, God. Help me. I have a night away from AJ, and oh, my God, my friend's putting on WWE Network.
Nowhere I haven't watched
the
whole
show. Because when I could watch it, it's really dissolved. You're old. anywho, on that note, as I say, we're going to be out of here. Love and peace to everybody, and we will catch you on the flip side. Bye.